this morning for our heart. We'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, I'm looking in Mark chapter 2, if you want to look with me there for a few moments this morning. Mark chapter 2, appreciate what God's doing, and I sure like it, the action of God, and people testifying and doing what you've done this morning. And I believe every service ought to be like this, I really do. I mean, I think it ought to be what God wants in the service, and that's the only way that the Holy Ghost is going to work in you as you obey Him when He speaks to you. And in Mark chapter 2, I've been thinking about this little text here this morning where this man, brethren, listen, was a paralytic. He was paralyzed. And the Bible said here that Jesus entered into Capernaum after some days. It was noise that he was in the house. The word noise means it was reported. It got around. The news got around. Jesus had more than 12 people following him. He had a multitude following him. In that day where they was at, if a house had the door open, it was an open and invitation that you could come in to visit them. And here this door was open. I'm glad the door's open in this hour. Amen. I'm glad the church doors are open. Amen. If you want to join this church, amen. You want to unite with this church, the doors is open. Amen. There's the door of salvation open this morning. I'm glad, thank God, that it ain't shut. Amen. That a man can be saved, as a brother said this morning. And I thank God for that. I'm thankful for the day. I thank God that I recognize the fact that the door is open. Amen. For any sinner that repents. And brethren, I couldn't do it. God had to do it for me. But I'm thankful that He opened my eyes and showed me, Brother Danny, thank God that the door of salvation is open to sinners. And brethren, that's why He come for. He didn't come just to heal somebody. He come to save sinners. That was the reason Paul said, that's a faithful saying. He came in the world to save sinners, of whom I'm chief. And then he went on the next verse, for this cause I obtained mercy. And it is the mercy of God that we have this great salvation that's been given to our heart through the Spirit. And I got to talking to God this morning about this thing. And this is what God told me. I said, Lord, would you remind me again why I'm preaching? And he said, well, I'll tell you why. Praise God, it's to glorify me. Amen. And if a man does glorify God what he says and preaches, amen, he'll do the rest. I can't come up with some mechanics to get you in. The door's open, but I tell you, if I can glorify Him and Him, thank God there'll be somebody to see it. Amen. Notice, He straightway, many were gathered together, and so much there was no room to receive them because of the press. The press meant the crowd. Thank God there's a crowd of people in that house. It probably wasn't a big house, but the crowd was in that house. And the Bible said He preached the word to them. Amen. Brethren, why don't we just want Him? I've been thinking, why don't we just want Him? Why? Is everybody concerned about the programs that an assembly has? Or why is it such got to entertainment in the house of God? Why don't we just want Him? We don't need no extras this morning. Thank God, we just need Him. Brethren, listen, it's about Him. Praise God. Amen. We don't even have to have this building to have Him. Thank God, I'm glad we got a building. I'm glad we got a place we can come. But brethren, listen, He's far bigger than this place. Amen. There ain't room enough to contain Him. But He was in that house that day preaching the word of God. I'm thankful for that. I'm glad a man of God preached to me. Thank God about being born again. And listen, I wouldn't have known how to be born again unless God showed me about it. Amen. I had to hear it before I acted upon it. And brother, nobody gets saved without hearing the word of God. The Bible said, as a faith comes. And so Jesus is in this house. And the Bible said, and they're coming to Him bringing one sick. Now this man here was a paralyzed man. He could not bring himself to the Lord.
And brethren, listen, this he could have had a stroke. I don't know what the problem was, even this paralyzed. Amen. Now these men, amen, it said he was carried by four, born of four, brought this man to Jesus. He heard where he was. He was in that house. Boy, it'd be good to this morning if people just found out he was in the house here. And I understand the New Testament house is the temple of the believer. But it'd be good to know Jesus is amongst his assembly. Amen. I don't know of anything more important, amen, than to know his presence is amongst his people this morning. I want him every time I come to meet with us. I didn't just come to do routine and show up. I come to meet with him. I come to touch, amen, get in touch with him and have some help from him. And brethren, when he is in this house, thank God they brought this man that was a paralyzed man. Now it did take some effort to get him there. Amen. I got to thinking about these four men. It don't name them. It has no name amongst these men. And God, listen, they all had a corner of the bed. It's the couch or whatever, a pallet. Amen. A mattress, whatever he's laying on. Amen. Four men born him. They got him. Amen. And brought him to the Lord Jesus. And brethren, if you ever think about this, every sinner is like this man. They have no ability within themselves. They're paralyzed. They're sick. And they need somebody to bring this man. I want to say this this morning. Thank God, friend, everybody that's lost is in the shape of this man. Whether it's that little boy, I think about CJ. Amen. I met this boy one day. Amen. A young little lad. Thank God, maybe around 10. And brethren, we started getting him and bringing him to the church. I wasn't pastoring then. Amen. But we cared about people and we wanted to see them saved. And I remember going and getting him. Me and my wife as youngins would stop and get CJ and bring him to the church. Amen. Then, thank God, he heard me preach some. And he had come here once in a while. Amen. But listen, thank God, he had a sickness. It was a sin sickness. And he needed God to touch him. And brethren, he got under conviction one Sunday morning. Amen. And he said to me, going down the highway, as I was taking him home, he had tears in his eyes. And he looked out the window right down here in front of, thank God, my friend, the Speedway. And he said, Brother Joel, he said, I want to tell you this. He said, I can tell you this morning, thank God, if I leave this world, thank God, he said, I know I'm going to heaven. Amen. And he said, I know I'm saved. Amen. Oh, my friend, can I tell you what? Thank God, we got him on the bed. Amen. Brethren, listen, there's some this morning, amen, that's sick. But brethren, there's not many people concerned about, my friend, them getting to the Lord. We're more concerned in this hour than we are, my friend, about the world than we are him and getting folks to him. And I know what we're thinking this morning. Preacher, we put a lot of effort and God in trying to get people to him. And we hadn't seen a whole lot of result. But brethren, listen, one soul. I was thinking about when Brother Key was testifying this morning. Thank God about being saved at our terror. Thank God got our conviction at the funeral home. Amen. And thank God in September of that year got born again. I'd say the testimony this morning be worth it. Amen. I'm telling you, listen. Thank God there are sick people out there. And they need to get to God. And the only way some of them's ever going to get there, thank God, is we get a burden. Amen. That's right, brethren. Listen, I believe. Thank God on this pallet. Amen. Listen, there's a man that was sick. Thank God. And there's a man that had a burden. Thank God. On the corner of that bed. Amen. And said, we got a burden for this friend of ours. He needs to get to where the Lord's at. I'm telling you, ever get that burden, thank God. And brethren, that burden drives you. Thank God, that burden lives with you. That burden wakes with you. That burden goes to bed with you. That burden lives every day with you. If you could get that in your heart and God put it there, thank God you'd see. Thank God somebody, amen, would get with you, amen, and get that sinner to where the Lord's at, amen. That's right. I remember I said this before. I hadn't had a lot of deep burdens, and I for certain sinners, but my mama was the deepest one I ever had. I remember that when God saved me, and brother, and I knew God had saved me, and my mama, God had raised me and been a good mama. Amen. But brother, and we went to a Methodist church, and I never had, thank God, heard anything about Jesus and being born again. And I knew, thank God, she needed the Lord. Why? Not because she was a bad person in the society, but because she's a sinner and eyes of God. Amen. And she didn't have no life in her. And I remember, thank God, when God put that burden on me. And I got to praying. And brother, listen, it wasn't this praying. One time, it stayed with me. I remember going playing softball. I was in the softball league. And brother, and I'd get to playing. Amen. Well, I'd go down the woods, thank God. Amen. And pray. After them games, it was so heavy on me. And brother, we'd go home, and I'd pray there. I mean, I went to the assistant pastor I was going to church at. And I said, I got this burden on my heart. He said, I told him this. I said, I believe God put it there. Amen. And I said, buddy, I'm telling you, so heavy. And I feel like I need to get saved. Amen. And he said, no, you don't need to get saved. Amen. God put that in your heart. Amen. And I said, well, I'm praying for my mama. And I tell you, it's on me. Amen. I can't get it off of me. I'm just trying to get the burden of the bed and carry that corner. And I'm telling you, brother, listen, I ain't God, it wasn't long after that. Amen. One Sunday morning, an old preacher named Ivor Powell was his name. He was an old Englishman preacher. Thank God, November 26, 1986. Amen. That old preacher stood up and preached. Amen. On the other side, I sat on the front row on this side. On the other side, I saw Mom and Daddy. Amen. When that old preacher got through, I saw Mama walk the aisle. Amen. And brother, when she walked it, I walked it. Amen. When she knelt, I knelt. Amen. When she wept, I wept. Amen. Thank God. When she got saved, I was getting saved. Amen. That's the way it works. Thank God. And she got born again. Amen. God help us. Amen. We need to get a burden, friend. And God's going to have to give it to us. But I'm telling you this. If you ever get a burden, you'll never get away from it. God put it in your heart for a purpose. And brother, I'm telling you, had the same thing for Susan. And see, brother, listen, she come to this church as a little old girl, I don't know, 4 or 5 years old. And brother, she laid on an altar for, I mean, I don't know how many years, wanting God to save her. But brother, I remember that night, brother Terry Pace, and God come and preach the word of God. And brother, most people had left. Amen, back there where Nathaniel's at. Amen, to God, she got to praying. Amen, that thing released in her. Amen. Hey, brother Danny, you was over there as she got born again. Amen. I'm telling you, are you hearing me? If you get a burden, you'll carry out with it. That man had a burden to carry that man. If you're going to get a burden, thank God we got to get it, friend. While we're here, amen, it'll be too late one day. God help the church. I got to get a burden this morning. Amen. I tell you, only a burden, thank God. Amen. That burden to drive you, friend. Amen. There's some care too, praise God. You know why people won't, you know why one side of the bed will be somebody that cares for that person? Amen. There, listen, Brother Joe, amen, there's a care, thank God, God puts in your heart, amen, for people. I'm telling you, are you hearing me? Amen, they care for that one on that bed. And brother, when God saved me, he gave me a care for them people. Brother, listen, amen, I remember, brother, thank God, we got to care for sinners. And brother, that's why they care about you, because you know you care for them. Listen, I know, thank God, preach at the jails, and preach in different places. And brother, listen, God gave me a care for them people. Somebody said to me one time, I said, I can't believe you go up out of them jails and preach the way you do and care for them people. And I said, brother, listen, I'm no better than they are. Amen. I know it's God that gave me salvation. And brother, he can do it for them. And I'm telling you, you're going to have some care in your heart if you're going to get somebody to God, friend. If you don't care for them, who is going to care for them? Amen. That's right. And then I thought about, thank God, on the other side of that bed was love. Amen. Boy, you're going to have let the love of God. He said, faith worketh by love. And brother, that's where it's at. Thank God no one ever cared and loved me like Jesus. But I'm telling you, there's some people that love me in my life. Amen, God. Amen, put people in my life that love me. And brother, I'm thankful for that. That old man of God that preached to my heart, he loved me, brother. Amen. Are you getting what I'm preaching? Amen. Are you going to get in with it? Amen. Thank God. Help to carry somebody. Amen. I thought about the other end had to be hope. Amen. The only hope this man's got is to get him to where the Lord's at. Oh, friend, you talk about the importance this morning of having, thank God, a church that's got the presence of God in it. Amen. Listen, I'll tell you, friend, I'm scared to death, Brother Joe. Amen. I'm scared to death of churches modernizing. I'm scared to death. Amen. Of us just living on last year's manna. I'm scared to death. My friend, people not caring no more. Amen. But I'm telling you, there's a hope. Amen. That drives my heart. Thank God. I failed God more than I'd like to tell you. I've been careless more than I'd like to tell you. I haven't loved people a lot more than I'd like to tell you. Amen. But I'm telling you, thank God, there's something that rises up in me. That's a hope in my soul. Amen. To get sinners to the Lord this morning. God used these four men. Never tells their name, but they carried the bed. Every one of them had a portion of it and carried that man to where the Lord was. You remember that morning? Thank God. Amen. Through the preached word. Amen. Somebody got you in the house of God. Somebody took you to the house of God. Amen. Maybe you got in your car and drove. But I'm telling you, thank God, when you got there, amen, there's some that cared for you. I know three of them, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the church, putting that on the side. The bed too. Amen. That's who he works through. But brethren, he got a hold of your heart. I'm saying this morning, brethren, there's a God in heaven, thank God, that saves sinners. Amen. The church needs to get involved in it. Amen. That's right, buddy. Amen. Notice he got there and listened. He couldn't get in. The door was so packed that he couldn't get in. Amen. They couldn't get to where the Lord was. He knew where they was, but they didn't know where he was. But in the house. But brethren, them days, them roofs were flat. Amen. They wasn't like our roofs. Amen. They made them flat. And brethren, they could climb the stairs up to the roof. In them days, they had stairs. They'd done a lot of things on the roof. In them days. In fact, Peter was on the roof praying. And through the scripture, David, sad to say, sin happened. But he went on the rooftop. And brethren, that's the way it was. But amen, listen. Thank God they got on that rooftop. Amen. I've heard of roofers getting on the rooftop. But I ain't never heard of unroofers getting on the rooftop. I'm talking about really unroofing the house. Amen. But they got up there, brother. Listen, don't say Brother Hobson, they had any tools with them. They didn't carry a hammer and a chisel. Amen. But they had their hands. I'll tell you, you better put your hand to the work. Amen. You better put your hand to the work. And they had, thank God, they had a hand in it. Can I tell you that? You can't save them, but they had a hand in it. They put their hand to the roof. They uncovered the roof where that man was needing to see the Lord. They uncovered the roof where Jesus was. Amen. They took the roof off right there. In fact, one place said they broke it up. Amen. And it says inside the house was the power of God, and it was able to heal them that was sitting there, and they didn't get nothing. They was reasoning in their heart. You know why we don't see nothing? We're too much reason in our heart. Amen. We're sitting reason whether we ought to do this or whether this is real or not. But brethren, listen, I'm telling you, I'm just being honest. I think we can go a whole lot further with God if we just uncover the roof. Amen. I mean, just praise God, just break her up. Break your heart up. Break the roof of your heart up. What you got covered up, thank God, uncover it. There's too much sin, and there's too much, my friend, thank God, doubt, and too much tradition, and too much ain't got it going on at the church. Amen. That's just a ritual and a system and a business and all the things we're doing. Unto God, it'd be good for God to break the roof open. Amen. We need to break it open to see the Lord do something. Ain't God, I'm hungry for it. Amen. Listen. We've lived this way so long. Nobody had broke a roof before to get a man to God. But brethren, listen, don't never doubt him. Amen. Don't hold back. If he tells you something, do it. Amen. It might break the roof open. Ain't God for some sinner to get in where he's at. Amen. God have mercy on us. We don't believe nothing no more. We believe the Baptist. The Baptist has gotten to the places. It's so dry, so cold. God have mercy. It won't break the roof. We can't break the roof. Well, what will these people think? We break the roof. It don't matter what they think. God have mercy. I mean, brethren, listen, I still believe in healing. I don't believe I don't believe in divine healers. I believe in divine healing. And I believe God can heal. I mean, I don't understand the day we end, brother. Listen, nobody wants to do anything no more. They want to come and thank God, set up a little routine. And brother, they ain't got no desire to break the roof open and see God do something, to believe God for something. Amen. Listen, I want this boy to be able to testify. Remember them stones that they left in that Jordan? They said, let these stones, amen, be a testimony to your children. That's right, brother. What's he going to say 10 years from now? Sitting in the church house, he can say the preacher preached, the teacher taught, we sang together, I played a little, amen. Can he say, thank God I saw the Lord touch that lady, amen, that was sick and needy, and I saw the church get under the load and pray for her, and see the hand of God touch her. I seen her walk out different, amen. I've seen sinners that were drunkards, and my friend, listen, amen, living in all kind of sin, and the power of God fail because the roof got broken. Amen. And Jesus saved them, made them different. And now they're preaching the gospel. Amen. Listen, friend. Is he going to say that? Is he going to say the sister shouted the walls down because she got happy in God? Is he going to say anything about the amen corner? Amen. That the roof got broken and somebody got stirred up in the whole thing, God, in a praise and session. Down the house of God, we don't need a praise team. Thank God we need a praising heart. And brother, I'm telling you, thank God. The problem in this day is everything's so cut and dried. But they had no choice. If they was going to get that man to Jesus, they had to break the roof open. Amen. And that's where it's going to take in your life. I'm dishonest as I can be with these 2 feet I'm standing on. I'm hungry as I can get for it right now. Amen. I've just told God my life's yours. Amen. I know I pay every day. I know God, but I'm telling you, my life is yours. Thank God. I'm telling you, I'm like old Ruth. Amen. Where I want to go with you, I want to lodge with you. Amen. I want to be with you. Where thou goest, I want to go. Where God's at, that's where I want to be. I want you, Lord. Praise God. Amen, brother. Listen, it's available this morning, but you're going to have to break the rough open, amen. That's right. The only way that man got, I don't know. Listen, Brother Kevin, I don't know. I mean, they had to get down, I mean, on their knees and break the roof open. Amen. They couldn't stay. You can't break the roof open standing up. Too much pride standing up. You got to get down on your knees. Amen. To break the roof open. And brother, I'm going to tell you this, there'll be a meeting when we can get humble before our Lord and say, God, I just want you to do something for this man. Amen. Amen. If you get a burden, Brother Keith, and I remember that morning you come in, and one of the most devastating things that we ever went through in this church, and that Saturday night when Daniel left us, and we come in that next morning here, and your family came in, and everybody, it was like everybody, I mean, it's just like everybody, thank God, even some of the Brother Hip and them had just started coming, and Brother Shane, they've mentioned that many a time to me, and said he couldn't believe how the church responded that morning, and the comforting hand, it had to be the Holy Ghost, amen. It still has to be the Holy Ghost. But brethren, listen, thank God that's where it is. You got to have to break through for an individual sometime. And brethren, that's what the church is for, the breakthrough for one another. It ain't a separated body, it's a whole body. It's a body. Brethren, listen, I don't like being separated. I want to, amen, I'd do anything I could. Praise God. Brother Joe, and listen, if it takes me breaking the roof over for this man, I want to do it. I mean, God have mercy. But they had to break that roof and they had to let that man down. Whether they had cords on that bed, I don't know. But I know, thank God, if they had to get on their belly, amen, and let that man down, maybe that's what they did. With that bed and let that bed down before the Lord. Amen. I don't know how far the ceiling was to the floor, but I know one thing. Amen. When Jesus looked up at him, he said, and when he saw their faith, the faith of them men that took him, he said, thy sins be forgiven thee. Amen. He forgave that man, brethren. And the reason why, I believe, praise God, because he had the authority, number one. But number two, the Jews thought that people were sick just because of sin. And he said, thy sins be forgiven thee. Amen. He thanked God, Brother Keith, forgave that man right there. And when he saw their faith, and I'm telling you, if he'll ever see some faith, and God in me and you, praise God, to make action upon it, there'll be somebody get forgiven, I'm telling you. Amen. They will. They will, praise God. Notice this here. I got to go. He and there's certain of them sitting there, you know, he's always them kind of people. And he said, they said, this man speaks blasphemies. Who can forgive sin but God only? He was God. They just didn't know who he was. Amen. Jesus is God. And he perceived in his spirit and reason. He said, why reason? He said, hard. He said, it's easier to say, sick about thy sins be forgiven thee, or take out thy bed and walk. Brethren, you wouldn't be forgiven if he didn't have the authority to forgive you. Amen. He had the authority to forgive you because, thank God, he paid the price to forgive you. Amen. The blood that was shed on Calvary, even though he hadn't went there yet, thank God. Amen. He still had the power, praise God, to forgive man, because he is a lamb slain before the foundation of the world. Amen. He doesn't give himself. Amen to God. Amen. That's right, brother. He went. Listen, he had the power to forgive sin. And brethren, listen, there's a lot of people who won't forgive you. Amen. I mean, you go through life. I know people right now that's got unforgiveness in the heart. And God help you if you do. But I'm telling you, God forgave this man. And brother, I'm telling you, he'll forgive, thank God. He'll forgive before man ever will. Amen. Thank God he forgave me. Brother, if you got sin in your heart this morning, you need forgiveness. If you're lost, you need forgiveness. Amen. And if you a brother or sister and you got unforgiveness in your heart to a brother or sister, then you need to go to the brother or sister and get that thing straight in your heart. That's right. I was up there at the old regular meeting, and the brother was doing the Lord's Supper, and this is what he said. He said, if anybody's in this congregation that's got unforgiveness in their heart or ought against their brother, then don't take the Lord's Supper until you make it right. Amen. Too much unforgiveness. Jesus ain't got that. He's not like that. Thank God. He said he had the authority. Brethren, to have forgiveness on sinners. Amen. He said in verse 10, but that ye may know that the Son of Man had power, amen, on earth to forgive sins. He said to the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, arise, take up thy bed. Listen, friend, that bed was heavy when he was on it, but it wasn't heavy when he was carrying it. Amen. What he come in bound till he left, thank God, under his arm. Amen. Brother, listen, that's how power, the power of God can make a man free from whatever he's going through. Jonathan, thank God, he can make us free. As a man, Brother Keith said this morning, amen, listen, he said they went for, he rose, immediately rose, took of the bed and went for it before them all. Brother, listen, that house is packed. There's people on the outside, thank God. He's a walking out of the house with a bed under his arm. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. That's right, son. He's free from the bed. He's free from the bondage of it. He's free from the bondage of it. He ain't under bondage. He's not paralyzed no more. I like what the rest of that says. In so much that they were all amazed. God have mercy. When's the last time you've been amazed? I'm amazed, thank God, he'll talk to me. Amen. I'm amazed, thank God, he's puts up with me. I'm amazed about that, but thank God, I've seen some amazements. I've seen the power of God, but when's the last time you left amazed? There ain't no roof breaking. We're going through the motions. That's what we are. It's up here. Here's the thing, folks. I've said this not long ago. It ain't what you know. It's who you know. Ain't that right? Notice this here. It's all amazing. Glorified God saying, we never saw it on this fashion. We never saw it like it is. Well, wouldn't that be a blessing? Now, ain't no doubt. There's been people come in here that never been in a meeting place like this and met with us. And when they left, they said, we ain't never saw it like that. Yeah. But brethren, listen, it's common ground to us. But we need to have a good manifestation. We need it. An old fella told me this week, I love him, he's a friend of mine. He said, you know how you can tell Jesus is at the house? I said, how? He said, there'll be a manifestation. That's probably right. There'll be some evidence. Amen. You say, I felt him this morning. I felt him myself. I felt him in my heart. And I'm telling you this, thank God, that crowd that day, all of them in the house was amazed. And said, we never saw it on this fashion. Amen. Boy, I just pray God to help us to get this in our heart. Amen. I'm concerned about my own heart, about breaking the roof up. Amen. And seeing somebody get to the Lord. Amen, Brother Danny. That's right. God have mercy on us. Amen. I love you. Thank you for coming this morning. Let's stand. We'll have a word of prayer. Brother Hobson, how about you praying for us?